Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful. You have a new manager joining your team. What are some things you need to keep in mind as this person joins, particularly at the times of uncertainty and volatile business environment and just so many changes that we're experiencing as organizations? And this is what we want to talk to you about today, is what are some tips and strategies to get this person on board with your team in the most effective way? Yvonne, I know you have some ideas.
Elena, before the ideas, it comes a time to understand the situation. So in times of volatility, where there is uncertainty, people crave for psychological support, this empathy from their leadership, to be understood, to be listened, to be recognized, to be reassured. And this is something that affects the level of productivity that they may have in the workplace. So we need to understand that it's not just to be an empathetic and emotionally connected leader. It is more about how do we drive forward the organization in times of uncertainty, when we know that this affects the bottom line of an organization, the productivity goes down, the motivation goes down. In fact, it's not a good place to be. Now, one of the things that you can start doing in order to have kind of easy wins, because the first days is about finding the shortcuts for the easy wins. So my favorite is about starting building the trust with your team. What does it mean? It means that it is not about taking them for a restaurant or drinks. It doesn't mean to have a meeting where there is a PowerPoint that is going to talk about business. Building the trust with the team is about individuality. It is understanding the person, what they want, where they are, what is their expectations. So it's individual meetings. And this is like the most urgent thing that you need to do, because as a leader who wants to find the shortcuts in order to make a strong team that is going to be shining in the future, you need to rely on the knowledge, experience that there is already in the team. What do you think, Elena?
I think that's such a brilliant point, because when a new person, especially like a new manager that joins the team, it tends to be into, you know, a lot of that, you know, sort of going out and kind of doing these group lunches and these things, right? And it's not about that. Like you said, it's about connecting. It's about making time for that in each individual, because that's where that trust comes from. It's not about coming in and kind of setting your strategies and trying to be this effective leader. It's not about that at all. It's just about coming in and being a good listener. That's it. Like, that's the job, right? And the first couple of months, essentially, is just be a good listener and be and really set that tone set the tone of having that open door. A lot of people talk about open door policy, but then they don't actually make time to spend with individual team members to really understand how their individual goals align with maybe organizational goals, or how can you help them do that? Because as a manager, that's your job, right? Is to create opportunities for those individuals to thrive in a way that is aligned with their values and company values.
Yes, I cannot agree more. And by the way, while you were talking, I was thinking about this. 2 or 3 years ago, Harvard Business Review published an article about the impact of trust when you have a leader that you trust in productivity. And it was quite eye-opening to see that a little thing that is about connecting with the people in order to help them unleash their potential, which will unleash the potential of the corporation, helps so much in an organization. Now, I want to mention my number two, if you allow me, Elena. It's about the understanding of the team dynamics in terms of collaboration. So we all agree with the principles of diversity and inclusion, but how much these voices are heard, how much people, the individuals inside of your new team, a newly acquired team, are collaborating with each other. They know about each other's task in order to contribute better. Because as a manager, your role is not to shine as an individual, is to make shine the department. And more there is this clusters, tribes, or whatever you want to call it, that are going to be much more important in an organization. It's not anymore about department, it's to understand what is the different strengths and weaknesses that your department has in order to be able to support the organization better and to interact with others in order to connect, create a network that is sustainable for the future, and you are interchanging new knowledge, you are providing new value. The organization of the future is not a departmental organization, it is a web of networks, of hubs, of knowledge, of experience that is exchanged across departments. So in order to do that, you need to understand already how they are interacting between each other.
Yes, and I think it's just making the time to also have those kind of those group meetings, essentially, right? Touching base with people. So whether it's like small groups or larger groups, but it's very essential because you can learn a lot based on, especially as a new manager, you can learn a lot about the culture of the company by how people come together and the kind of dynamics that are going to play. And that becomes even more challenging now that we're working virtually. So for a new manager who's joining a team and now has to observe all of this virtually, that is definitely, that could be challenging, but it becomes even more important to have, you know, going back to point one, to have those individual interactions, because then the team interactions will be a little bit more effective as well, if you're able to sort of understand where each team member is coming from and how to engage them as a team.
I just want to mention something not to be done. These team building experiences is, for me, is comparable as healing COVID with a Panadol. Don't do it, especially at the beginning. This is something in order that when you have built a certain level of trust, when you know what is the level of collaboration, it is good to have fun. But in principle, the yield of that doesn't heal the root cause of the illness. So don't take Panadol. My last point, Elena. Collecting the expectations of the team. So this is the moment in order to rely on, you have a library, a live library of knowledge, experiences, expectations that haven't been met. So it is the good time, because they don't know you yet, to understand a little bit better what is happening in terms of the expectations from the department, expectations as of, as an individual, expectations between the clusters that you might have inside of your team. So you may want to consider questions like, what is the idea that they wanted to implement, that you wanted to implement, and it didn't happen, either the team or yourself, something that you were really looking forward and it didn't happen. So that's a good way in order to crowdsource and empower your team with the news, because it might be that the reasons were bad back then, but now maybe it's another time. Now is the time of experimentation, of trying new things, and maybe this is the good time. Understanding, for instance, what is their opinion about the thing that is the most pressing for the department, that it needs to be solved as soon as possible. What is the innovation that didn't happen and it should happen today in order that they become more productive? Where do they find the biggest challenge of interactions with other departments? It is about collecting all of the expectation. Acknowledging the expectation doesn't mean that you are going to say yes to everything, but it will give you like a shortcut of a library of things that you need to consider in the next actions. Remember, you want to find the shortcut. The shortcut is there, listening to them. You will not get the shortcut from your boss. Your boss is the one who has a different perspective on what is necessary in order to thrive. But the people, the ones that are empowered and needs to feel motivated in times of change, they are just waiting for you to sit in order to tell you the full story. So the beginning of a love story always starts with a one-to-one conversation in front of the seat within the first week of being empowered as a newly appointed manager.
Yeah. So observe, listen. That's it. There you go. Three tips to newly appointed managers.
I hope that is going to be useful. It was for me.